The coronavirus has exposed lingering inequality in public health and other social and economic systems. In Honolulu, the city resilience officers concluded this inequality is actually an obstacle to real sustainability. Here, we look at how the city aims to build more equity into public policy through lessons learned during this COVID pandemic. Some call having a resilience office far-sighted, and Honolulu started with the goal of building resiliency into community systems. Chief Resilience Officer Josh Stanbrough says listening to about 5,000 diverse community voices became the foundation for their work.
One of the things that we learned is the more input you get, the stronger policy you can create.
Another thing the resilience office learned is that while people who turn out for public meetings may be passionate,
they may not have the whole suite of solutions. In fact, they might be pretty siloed in terms of what their perspective is.
What about everybody else?
You know, I've got family at home. I'm working two or three jobs. Is it possible to meet on a weekend, at a park or whatever else? We can do that, right? I mean, I think the more effort we make soliciting people's input gives us a stronger policy in the end. But it also gives people, I think, a sense that we care about what you think.
Thanks for asking was a common thread through recent interviews with nearly 100 community members and organizations.
One of the number one things that shows a community's resilience is their relationship to each other and their place.
Lorian Nuss is the city's climate resilience and equity manager.
The equity program, it really is meant to, for lack of a better term, say lovingly disrupt or challenge the status quo and saying, how can we do things differently?
Since the pandemic began, Nuss and her team have inventoried needs and resources among individuals and community groups ranging from the Hawaii Arts Alliance to community health centers.
The idea that vulnerable communities are helpless is something that I really want to destigmatize. I think in many ways, when we look at vulnerable communities, the reality is that they're actually quite resilient already because they are existing in crises in some way, shape, or form. Pre-COVID, what's happened is it's been exacerbated.
Nuss points to broader acceptance of community-sourced knowledge and storytelling as sources of valuable historical, cultural, and scientific data.
We're learning how to synthesize and analyze this data so that it makes sense for our leadership as well as our communities to shift policy or decision-making moving forward.
Honolulu's resilience strategy already contains ideas about preparing for disasters, waste disposal, and water use distilled from hours of community input.
Because of COVID, we have this window of opportunity where we know we have to change the status quo. We got to build back, and we've got a blueprint to do it. It's been adopted by the council as a guiding policy document.
You can see that blueprint at resilientoahu.org. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.